This is News from the Peak. I'm Joe Mamlin. Well, today we bring you a very short and very special episode on gratitude. Maureen had the idea that on Valentine's Day, we would open up the Zoom line for people to drop in and offer words of gratitude for whatever they had on their minds. You'll hear a few of those messages of gratitude today, and I'm sure that since we just had one day of recording, there were many people who would have liked to participate, but just were unable to for whatever reason. But what we hope you will take from this is the idea that we all have a lot to be grateful for. And whether your feelings are said or not, we invite you to reflect on who and what in your life has brought you to where you are today. And think about what messages of gratitude that you might want to offer to those around you. As I mentioned, we did record this on Valentine's Day, so you will hear some reference to that in some of these messages. Of course, I wish we could have released it on that same day, but we hope you can just extend Valentine's for us just for this episode. Of course, we're grateful to all of you for listening to the show and for being part of our extended podcast family. So stick around and we'll be right back.
On this Valentine's Day, I was thinking about what I'm grateful for, and there's so many things, but in this moment, I'm sitting in Blackfeet Tribe helping them work on a economic mobility and responsible parenting grant, and I feel so lucky to be surrounded by such an amazing group of passionate individuals and learning new things and cultural values every day. I'm also incredibly grateful for my family that allows me to travel and do the things I'm passionate about and supports me 100%. My husband and kids are always there for me, and I'm so grateful for them.
Love you all. Thank you for being part of the Junior Council. Because we all have magic cokes now. Every time we go out in public, we have to wear these. If we ever go out to a dinner, you know, party for Junior Council, he's got to be like, yep, right here, right here.
Do I go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thankful for my friends and family and all the support they've given me throughout the years.
Perfect.
Happy Valentine's Day. I would like to thank the Life family for accepting me into their family, and I'm proud to accept them into my family after the loss of their grandmother and grandfather and niece. And I love you all. You fill my heart.
Okay, I just want to leave a message of gratitude to my friends and family for all the support that they've given me over the years and all the opportunities that I've had because of them.
Okay, well, my Valentine is for the family because I miss them very much, and I'm sending all my love and beyond.
I want to express my love and gratitude for all the women leaders in the child support program. And especially my girls, Shanine and Tangela and Maureen and Kate and Christy. We are bold and courageous leaders, and I'm so grateful for all of the women who have contributed to this program.
Hi, Grace Peak. I'm grateful for all of you and all the things you do for the child support community. I'm grateful for all my colleagues who are now friends. Happy Valentine's, everyone.
I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to my family. I'm very grateful for my beautiful, loving wife, my three amazing daughters. My daughters are awesome, kind of laughing with one another, showing a lot of mutual respect and always there to support one another. And they've all had some kind of involvement in support of Grays Peak and the child support community. So grateful for all the amazing things that they're doing along with Maureen. So happy Valentine's Day. I love you and grateful for all of you.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. My name is Jeremy Toulouse, and I first want to thank Grays Peak Strategies for hosting the special edition of News from the Peak, because without the sharing of love, we have no hope. I then want to thank my wife, Jenny, for the constant love and grace she gives to me and our four sons, and for all her support over the last 20 plus years we've been married. I'm a tireless flirt and nerd that can chat up anybody at any time, so it takes a special woman to love me. I want to share my love and gratitude for the team of child professionals at the Western Intergovernmental Child Support Engagement Council. If you had not welcomed me into your fold years ago, I would not have had a successful career. And I want to express the love and gratitude I have for a person who is wit, grace, poise, and kindness perfected, Mrs. Robbie Williamson Endres. Her smile always welcomes me and puts me at ease, as I'm sure it does for all that meet her. And her words of encouragement and affirmation have changed my life often. Thank you so much, Robbie. Hope everybody has a safe and happy Valentine's Day, and I look forward to seeing many of you throughout the year.
Well, I have a lot to be grateful for. Of course, I'm grateful to my family, both the ones in my house and the ones that are spread out around the country. I know we may not talk every day, but believe me, I say your names often, and you're all very important to me. And I'm grateful for my many friends. I've been lucky to have a lot of great people in my life at various stages. I for sure have people that I don't see or talk to as much as I'd like to, but when the chips are down, just know that I'm still your friend, and I'm grateful for that privilege. finally, it may be most obvious for this format, I'm grateful for my work family. At the risk of sounding like a commercial, I've never worked with a more interesting and creative group of people with a diversity of thought, a positive attitude, and that has made this really the very best part of my career. I don't say this lightly, as I've worked with some very exceptional people over the years. So thank you, Maureen, for getting this business going, for allowing me to be part of it. And thanks to the entire leadership team and all the consultants that work with us, who I won't try to name for fear of leaving someone out. And of course, we'd be nowhere without the colleagues and clients who put their faith in us, who welcome us into their offices and their homes, and who have made this dream a reality. So thank you to everyone. Well, thanks very much again to everybody who offered their words of gratitude for this podcast, and to those that reached out to us afterwards with so many nice messages. Also, a special thanks goes out to Gabby Life, who tirelessly worked the Zoom line for an entire day to allow this to be possible. So thanks again to her. We'd love to hear from you and get your ideas and your feedback. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. News from the Peak is a project of Grace Peak Strategies and is produced by Maureen Life, David Ram, Robert Riddle, and me. You can learn more about us at gracepeakstrategies.com. This was News from the Peak. I'm Joe Mamlin. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, that's it.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.